into an episode of Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey, as always, here in the Paul Kuria studio, and we continue our Anaheim Ducks Media Day interviews with our third edition here today. You'll get to hear from Peter Mrazek, Cutter Goche, and Jackson Lacombe. Starting with Mrazek, he is, of course, a new face in the Ducks locker room this season, someone that they acquired via trade with the Detroit Red Wings, sending John Gibson to the Red Wings in exchange for Mrazek back in June. That was a big trade. And for many Ducks fans, you know, John Gibson was a part of this organization for his entire career, someone they got used to watching for many years. So, of course, this is a big change. But for Mrazek, he's been through this a few times. This is now his sixth NHL team. But one thing that he's excited about is joining Lukáš Dostál in the locker room. The goalie room is full of Czechs. And of course, they have Peter Budaj as the coach, who is Slovakian. So it's just, they're going to be speaking their native language. That's something both of them have shared with me that they're looking forward to. Kind of rare in the NHL as well. But a little bit more about Mrazek, as you'll get to hear. He spent his summer back home in Czech, in Prague, and got to train there as well. I'm not going to give away too much of that conversation, but let's get to it now with Peter Mrazek. We're here with Peter Mrazek now at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Peter, welcome to Orange County and welcome to the Anaheim Ducks.
Thank you very much.
How are you settling in?
We're all settled. We've been here for over the week, so almost 7-8 days. So it's, it's been a long couple of days to settling, but we're all set now.
Initial impressions of seeing everything around here throughout the week?
Well, the weather is great, but that's not what we are here for, right?
Yeah.
At the ring, everybody's so friendly, so welcoming. Great guys around, locker room, players, coaches, and also the staff. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to get started with some cornhole and golf.
Right. Let's do it.
See how it goes here. We'll keep chatting about your summer a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go. Not in my game. You can start.
Have you played this before?
I did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
You're probably too good, huh?
I've played this many times up to this point. So, but talking a little bit more since we caught up with you throughout the summer, how was the rest of your training and how did all of that go?
Training went well. I started skating earlier this year on the ice than usual. So
I like that technique, the little different technique. Yeah, like, almost like a frisbee.
True. Spend the time with a goalie coach more this year. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the technique I like.
We'll do another round.
Yeah, so it went well. I've been feeling good, being healthy as well. So, I'm looking for the season to start.
How is it now that you're here getting to see some familiar faces too, especially in the goalie room?
Yeah, I haven't seen Peter yet. I just saw Dosti.
Okay.
So, I know Dosti for a while. So, and Goody as well. So it's nice to see and have a friends on a team even before you come in and meet new players.
They give you all the tips on things to do in the area?
That's a bad trip.
It's okay. Very bad trip. You'll have that.
Yeah, I talked to Goody about the area where to live early in the summer. So we found a great spot by the beach. It's a nice area. And I'm sure they're going to give me some tips going to some restaurants and golf courses and spend some time, in Anaheim.
Yeah, and certainly time to enjoy it now before the season gets going and training camp and all of that. What are you looking forward to about this new opportunity?
I think everyone's looking at, to have a good season, winning games and get the Ducks back to playoff run. That's why we're here. That's what we're here for to do. And we have to go step by step and make sure that, everything's working in the locker room. And I'm sure if that's the case, then, we can bring it on the ice.
Let's head over to golf now and see how this goes. You were at the Golf Classic, though, the other day.
I've been, yes.
Yeah, so you got a little bit of practice in.
I did, actually.
Do you like to golf?
I love playing golf, yes.
Yeah.
But in off season, I don't think in the season, even though the weather is great here. I don't know if I have energy to do it, because once you play games and you travel, I just feel like the body needs the rest as well. But otherwise,
close.
But otherwise, I in the summer I really enjoy golf. Let's see. No.
Close. We'll keep going until you get a hole.
That's the putter. That's not the hands, I'm sure. Right?
One of the things that actually we just saw take place, Dostal took part in a some sort of car driving simulation at the player media day,
and
I thought of you because I thought,
you know, talk about that.
Yeah, you're an F1 guy, so something that I'm sure you would have liked to do too.
Yeah, I actually drove in one a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
before.
So you did?
Yes, I did. When we talk about it, yeah.
How did that go?
It went really well, actually. There you go. No,
you're
can't
close.
Hit that.
You're close. You can try a different putter if you want.
No, it's
okay.
This one should be good.
Where did you do that?
We did that in Belgium, at Spa. There you go. Not even this one.
There you go.
So we did that in F1 and F3, 10 laps in each. So it was a pretty cool experience.
Certainly something unique that I'm sure not a lot of people get to try out, but
you know what? It was actually one of the best experiences I ever done. I can't imagine what they're going through. I'm done, I think.
Okay.
Can't believe it. I can't hit even one. I don't want to be here all day.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't focus now. I'm focusing on
it. It is hard to talk and putt at the same time. Okay.
Oh, I got two more here.
Okay, let's try it out. What are you looking forward to about the year?
From my perspective, to stay healthy, that's mm-hmm. for sure. That's something I work over the summer to hopefully prevent from all the injuries. Almost in. I think it's in.
Okay.
And
we'll count that one.
You know, and help the team to win the games as many as we can, so make the playoffs and have a good run.
Well, thank you, Peter, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
To the Anaheim Ducks.
Thank you very much.
And then we'll follow up with Cutter Gauthier, someone who had his rookie season last year for the Ducks, playing in all 82 games. He had 44 points in that rookie season, 20 goals and 24 assists. And watching Cutter last season, immediately out of the gates, there were some high expectations for him. We knew that he would play alongside Leo Carlson. We were expecting to see that instant chemistry between the two of them, that goal-scoring mindset. And while we saw that goal-scoring mindset from Cutter, he has that great shot, and we got to see that plenty of times throughout the season, especially early, he struggled to get that first goal. It took him a little bit of time, as it would anyone getting adjusted to the pace of the NHL game. You go from playing in Boston College, a very notable NCAA program, to jumping right into the NHL. And mind you, Cutter has always had the best attitude he's very professional, just a winner's attitude. You see it on and off the ice. That's just who he is. He wants to win. He wants to be the best version of himself as a hockey player. And he also had high expectations for himself. So I think there was some frustrations early for him when he wasn't scoring, but then he got on a roll. We got to see him get more comfortable in the NHL. I mean, it was his first year. There were those, is he going to be in that rookie of the year conversation and whatnot? But obviously by the end of it, we knew, you know, him putting up 20 goals, there's going to be plenty more of that this season. And he's someone that I'm really looking forward to watching grow this year in particular. So I'm going to stop chatting about Cutter Gauthier now so you can listen to him yourself in my chat with him at Media Day. We're here with Cutter Gauthier at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days, who is already getting to the green here. And you chose the backwards putter.
Yeah, this thing's pretty interesting. Never seen this before. I'm normally a lefty, but I'm trying righty just because this thing is so unique.
I think you had some luck already with it. Yeah, almost.
I don't know if that's ever been done before.
Well, you could choose another one if you'd like, and I'll keep chatting with you here. But how was your summer?
Summer was great. I was back home in Michigan. with the family. I was able to go up north a handful of times and show them the water. And it was just nice to decompress after a long year.
Water sports on the lake, or are you more just hanging out on the boat?
Hang out on the boat, but love doing water sports. Couple water skiing, wakeboarding, surfing. I love doing it all. Anything I can get my hands on.
Certainly some golf in your mixed in your summer as well, it looks like.
Yeah, I try to play as much golf as possible. You don't get to play a lot too much in this season, just because you're so tired from all the travel. So definitely utilize the golf courses this year.
Cutter, one of the big parts of your summer was winning the World Championships. What was that moment like?
That was pretty sick. 93 years since the U.S. has won. Being a part of that squad was something that I'll never forget. Really good group of guys, and obviously fortunate enough to get the gold medal in Sweden, so it was a great experience.
Having Jackson with you, what was that like, having a teammate with you?
It was great. Jackson is a good buddy of mine, and it was nice having a familiar face going into the tournament and the team. I know a handful of other guys, but it was nice seeing seeing Comer over there. You know, obviously a good guy, and so on. I talked to a lot over there.
Did you spend extra time in Europe after the championships?
Yeah, my girlfriend met me over there. We went over to Positano in Italy and France, Nice and Paris. So it was great. We had a fun time.
Had you ever spent much time over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of tournaments over there and traveling. So I always love when I can get over there.
Certainly one of the highlights of your summer, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was great. I had a fun time.
Well, let's move over to the cornhole now. And I'm sure it's something that, being from a Michigan guy, that you have some experience with.
No, I don't play cornhole.
No?
I'm not very good at cornhole. Am I playing you right now?
Yeah, we're playing each other, so you can go first. Coming back to Orange County, you haven't been here long, but good start, by the way. You're going to toss them all. That's
fine. Are you supposed to go?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go. We're supposed to trade off.
I'm going all three.
Okay, we'll play that way. That's fine. So being back, you haven't been back too long, but what's it feel like, you know, coming into this year and as you're getting excited for another season?
Just all excitement. Very comfortable with all the guys now, know my way around. It's been great. Definitely all the nice weather, too, is tough to beat. So it was great seeing all the guys catching up on summers and seeing how everyone's doing. So going to go to a couple dinners tonight with the guys and just catch up.
Your favorite thing about Orange County?
The beach, yeah.
Easy answer there.
Or ducks hockey.
Yeah, there you go. Coming into this season, new coach, some changes in the lineup as well. What do you think about some of these additions?
I'm really fired up. Got another BC guy on the squad in Chris Kreider. He's a great guy. Met him over the course of the summer at a shoulder check event. So that was super fun. And then I talked to Mikkel a little bit this year. Or texted over the summer, and it was nice to meet him in person. So
next.
Really excited to see these guys. I'm really confident in the group we have this year.
Looking to build some more chemistry with Leo, that, you know, you had a strong ending to your season.
Yeah.
You looking to build off of that?
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice finishing off the year on a high note. And I thought I did that, and it was fun. So I'm excited to see what this year has the offer. But Leo is a good friend of mine, and excited to have a good year with him.
Did you change anything in your off-season training? I mean, I know you've been going to the same trainer for years now, but anything in particular that you wanted to work on this summer?
Not really, no. Just big emphasis on speed. The game is so fast, the NHL is so fast-paced, and being a young guy, I definitely want to utilize, you know, my youth and try to get as fast as possible when I'm young. And I had a really productive summer, so it was great going back home and working with those guys. And, you know, I trust those guys a lot, and I definitely feel a lot, you know, a lot stronger, a lot faster on the ice.
Awesome, Cutter. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Looking forward to this season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Our final guest on this episode will be Jackson Lacombe, someone who absolutely emerged last season. He was the Ducks' best defenseman throughout basically the second half of the year. He mostly played alongside Radko Gudas last season, but he really took on a big role. And you can see that in his time on ice last year, on average 22 minutes and 18 seconds. And that's a big jump from the year prior when he was at 19-23. He had played 71 games in the 23-24 season, had 17 points. And then he has that huge jump in last season, 75 games played, 43 points. He put up 14 goals. So If you go back to his college days, another college hockey player, he played at the University of Minnesota. He was part of that power play. He was one of those defensemen that, of course, had the offensive instincts. And as last year also went along, you saw that confidence in him. I mean, that's something that he always shared with me. That was the difference for him, was his confidence. And even going back to last summer before the season, Pat Verbeek said that Jackson Lacombe is the player to watch coming into this year because he made some serious gains last summer. So it did, it of course, paid off. As we saw, he got benched around the time in December, early December. I shouldn't say got benched, but he was scratched because of all the defensemen. He wasn't playing up to, you know, his potential. And he spent a couple games watching from the press box, and that was all the difference for him. He needed that boost, and from then on, it was all Jackson Lacombe, and he really put the NHL on watch, which was really exciting to see, too, something that he'd shared with me. Well, you know, he didn't pay too much attention to, but was able to settle in this summer, and I mean, a big summer for him. Hey, I didn't even mention it, but him and Cutter Gauthier won the World Championship together with Team USA, so you're going to hear all about that as well. And now to hear more about all of the accomplishments and his offseason in Minnesota, let's get to my chat with Jackson Lacombe. We're joined now by Jackson Lacombe here at the Anaheim Ducks Media Days. Jackson, welcome to our corner of fun.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
How was your summer?
It was great. I spent most of the time in Minnesota after the World Championship Tournament. So for me, it was kind of the same stuff as normal, but I enjoyed it a lot.
Excited to get into all that World Championship excitement, too. But
for sure.
Let's start over here on the cornhole boards, which, as we were just saying, I would expect you to be good at this. So.
I did grow up playing, so I'm quite the player. Am I black or orange?
I'll take the black. You can do orange. And we'll let you go first. I know it is a lot shorter than it typically would be.
I mean, if I miss, I'll be pretty embarrassed.
We'll see
how it goes.
Let's start with talking about that World Championship. What was it like winning?
It was special for sure. We had a really good group of guys and
helped you out there.
Thank you. They made it so much fun, and we got to spend a good amount of time together. So that made it, you know, pretty awesome. But. I tried to knock you out there.
But
it was great. Obviously, winning it made it even better, and playing for USA was awesome, so I loved it.
Getting to have Cutter on the team, what was that like?
It was special, obviously.
We'll keep going.
We'll keep going. I think just having him there was, you know, kind of someone I knew was more fun for me. Obviously, maybe more comfortable, so it was awesome to have someone like that on there, sure.
Got a couple down here.
Yeah, thank you. But he definitely made it more fun, so it was great.
Did you know any of the guys beforehand on the team?
I knew a few. I knew kind of Alex Vlasic, Logan Cooley I played college with. So there was some younger guys in there and then some guys I was familiar with. But once you kind of get going, you kind of get to know everyone. So it was good.
And you had Chad Walker there
with the
athletic side, the staff side. So
yeah, he made it even better having him there. So it just was easier with a familiar face for sure. So. Yeah, it was good. It was great.
Did you spend any extra time in Europe after that?
I did not. No, I'm a little bit of a homebody, so after the tournament was over, I headed straight home and spent the rest of the summer there. So,
favorite thing that you did at home this summer?
Favorite thing I did at home? I got to go to a Morgan Wallen concert actually in Madison, Wisconsin.
Fun.
So we had some pretty good tickets in there, and me and my buddies are good Morgan Wallen fans, so we had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Country music?
Yeah, it's kind of the big thing in Minnesota.
So let's get over to the green now.
Yeah, let's do it.
You have a couple clubs to pick from.
Okay. I don't know what I'm choosing. That one looks broken.
It's not broken.
Is it not broken?
You can try it out. It's just backwards.
It's backwards. What have you been using? Are you putting two or just
no? No, it's just you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I can, but I wasn't very good last time I did it. I did it with Ryan Paling, and I embarrassed myself.
This thing looks tough, but I'll make it a challenge. Am I going 7 feet here or what?
Yeah, you could do the seven.
Sure.
One of the other parts of your summer getting. Invited to the, there you go.
I'm gonna let you figure it out. I know, it's tough.
Getting invited to the Olympic orientation, what did that mean for you?
It was awesome, obviously. It's exciting to be invited to something like that. Um, For me, I have a few friends that were there too that I played college with, so that made it even more exciting. But just to be able to get invited to that is pretty, you know, special, and I was pretty excited about it.
And getting to be around all of those other guys that were there,
yeah.
I mean, it's a big name, certainly.
For sure.
Was that maybe a small learning experience for you too?
For sure. Obviously, it was the best group of players I've been around, for sure, and I got to skate and stuff, which was really cool. But just to meet all them and kind of see how they handle themselves and take care of themselves was, you know, something to look up to. And I watched a bunch of them, you know, growing up too, so it's pretty cool to meet them.
Speaking of taking care of yourself, last summer you shared your training routine. Did you do a little bit more of that off the ice?
I did. I did a lot of the same stuff this summer. I said it last summer, which I love to do. So for me, it was, like I said, a lot of the same. And so it was really good, yeah.
Some tennis, some, was it jiu-jitsu too?
I did jiu-jitsu last year. I didn't get to it this summer.
Okay.
But I still love to do it. But yeah, a lot of tennis this summer too. So my game's getting better.
Okay.
Trying to get good. and a lot of golf too, which made it pretty exciting.
Being back here in Orange County, getting to see, now you have a little group of Minnesota guys, which I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, hell yeah, excited to add another one. So we're, it's good for the whole group. Obviously, you get more Minnesota guys, but we love it too. So yeah, it's good to have fans.
What has it been like to see the guys and also maybe meet the coaching staff a little bit more?
Yeah, it's been awesome so far. Obviously, they seem like tremendous guys, and I think the whole group's excited for a new coach to kind of come in, and obviously he's got such a big history and success and things like that. So I think the whole group's just kind of got a new wave of energy that we're just excited for a new year, and we're honored to have those guys.
Thinking back to last season, even going back to December, that time you sat out, you came back in, really emerged in your game throughout the rest of the season, took on a even bigger role playing alongside Radko.
Yeah.
When you've had the time to reflect back on that, you know, what stands out in your growth, how you were able to take your game to the next level and what you're hoping to do this season?
Yeah, I think I talked about it a lot last year too, was just my confidence kept growing. I think for me, just, you know, not being afraid to make mistakes was a huge thing either. So as soon as I got comfortable with that, and as soon as I kind of got past the part of being a younger guy and just kind of getting more control of my game, I think that's kind of when I started to take off a little bit. And for me this year, I just want to kind of go into the season with the same mindset of, you know, not caring in a good way, and just carrying that confidence from last season and from the World Championships, and just do the best I can to help the team win. So.
Drew shared that you were there for really the whole contract process for him, and how much of a big help you were last season, but also getting to share that with you.
Yeah.
Excite you, I'm sure, to have him here again this year, and I'm sure being roommates again.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. Obviously, he's one of my best friends, and for him to get that contract was such a huge thing, and obviously congrats to him on that, but he earned it. He played so well last season, and obviously I'm happy to have him back and to be his roommate again too, which is pretty fun. So yeah, I'm really happy for him.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jackson, for joining us here.
You.
And do you want to give it one more go?
I'll give it one last go. If I make it, I'm a good
here,
golfer.
Wait, it's in the way.
Yeah, if I don't, I should probably stop playing. But
okay, not too bad. But
in the pond.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll probably stop playing.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And that'll do it for these three interviews as a part of our Anaheim Ducks Media Days, taking on the cornhole boards and the golf putting green. We know Jackson, I'm going to have to get Jackson back out on the cornhole boards. We got to get a competitive game going between him and I. It was such a fun day chatting with the three of them, as well as, of course, all the other Anaheim Ducks players, as you'll continue to hear these interviews over the next couple weeks as we get closer to the start of the NHL season. And as always, if you want to watch these interviews too, you can check them out on the Victory Plus app. Join us back next time for more of our Media Day interviews. And until then, enjoy the Anaheim Ducks preseason hockey.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.